Hello, everyone. I am genetic engineer Zahir. I'm here with Dr. Salman, who is the pediatrician of the Smith family.
Yes, I'm the pediatrician for the Smith family, and I've come here to discuss treatment options for the new Smith baby, who once born will become my patient.
We are here to talk about a current case that we have with the Smith family.
Yes, recently the Smith family, a typical Caucasian family living in Texas, came to me regarding their recent diagnosis of their upcoming child. The baby was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis.
Additionally, Mr. and Mrs. Smith already had an older son with cystic fibrosis, but they chose not to take action since they never planned to have another child until later.
What a risky decision, but that begs the question, what is cystic fibrosis and is there a way to cure it at birth? Well, according to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, cystic fibrosis is a progressive genetic disorder that causes persistent lung infection and limits the ability to breathe over time. Additionally, according to Burney and Davies, it is an autosomal recessive disease that results from mutations in the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator, which also known as the CFTR gene. As written by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, when there is a mutation in the CFTR gene, the CFTR protein becomes dysfunctional, and this dysfunction leads to symptoms of CF. CF are persistent coughing, frequent lung infections, poor growth and weight gain, and several other unfortunate symptoms.
Wow, Lan, that is very intriguing. Can you explain to the audience how to treat it?
Yes, of course. One of the ways to treat the disease is through gene therapy. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, gene therapy is an experimental technique that uses genes to treat or prevent diseases. Physicians do this by inserting a specific gene into the patient's cells. Gene therapy was developed in 1972 and has two types, somatic gene therapy and germline gene therapy. But researchers are attempting many different approaches for gene therapy. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, the first approach is replacing a mutated gene within the patient's body with the healthy version of that gene. The second approach is inactivating the mutated gene that isn't functioning how it is supposed to. The third approach is introducing a new and different gene into the patient's body to fight the targeted disease. Unfortunately, the methods of gene therapy are still risky, and scientists are still conducting more research in order to be sure that gene therapy is, in fact, safe for the patient and will do its Gene therapy is only being tested on diseases that are incurable, such as cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia, hemophilia, and other diseases.
Yes, that is all true. While I was sketching the pedigree of the Smith family and tracking the autosomal recessive disease, I happened to find an ad online about gene therapy being used to treat CF. When I saw the ad, I had to click it to find more information. From the website, I found that gene therapy can be used to treat cystic fibrosis by placing a new, correct version of the CFTR gene into the patient's cells. According to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, the mutant copies of the CFTR gene would still be in the cell, but the new, correct copy would give the cells the ability to make the normal CFTR proteins that would function properly and do their job. The CFTR proteins move chloride ions from inside to outside the cell. Additionally, according to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, once they are outside the cell, they attract a water layer that allows tiny hairs on the surface of the lung cells, called cilia, to sweep back and forth, which moves mucus up and out of the airways.
It's quite remarkable to find an ad on the exact topic we're talking about. But how can we connect this information back to the Smiths?
Well, I was able to find plenty of information from a previous case study. According to Dr. Ramsey, Borum, and Jagger's case study, approximately 1 in 3,000 lives birthed in the Caucasian population of both North America and Europe are affected by certain mutations in ion transport, making cystic fibrosis one of the most common genetic disorders. Additionally, the rate of detection in Hispanics is 1 in 9,500 live births, and the rate of detection in African Americans is 1 in 17,000 live births. Since we're dealing with a Caucasian Texan family here, it is important to note that when a patient generally has cystic fibrosis at birth, they have to be hospitalized on multiple occasions for IV antibiotic treatment throughout their childhood. There are over 1,000 mutations on the gene associated with cystic fibrosis. 70% of cystic fibrosis patients have a Delta F508 mutation, which is a 3-base pair deletion resulting in the absence of phenylalanine. Furthermore, more than 95% of CF patients die from complications of pulmonary function that generally lead to infection.
I remember learning about those mutations in Dr. Graf's science class back when I was in high school. So from what you have mentioned, there are many more average Texan families that could have this disease.
Yep, because of these mind-blowing statistics, I only felt more motivated to make a pedigree of the Smith family. From the information I gathered from both parents, there were two signs of the disease on the pedigree, one from the first generation and one from the third generation. Within the first generation, Mrs. Smith's mother actually had the disease, but Mrs. Smith's father was completely healthy. They had two daughters, one of them being Mrs. Smith. On Mr. Smith's side, his mother and father had no sign of the disease, but from the deep research I did, they both had to be carriers. Mr. Smith's mother and father had two sons and one daughter, with one of the sons being Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith's sister was completely healthy, but his brother was a carrier, just like him. This may be the result. This may be the result and reason why Mr. and Mrs. Smith's current son has the disease, because he carries the recessive allele. I feel really bad for this family because their second upcoming child will have the disease, and from the dihybrid cross I made, there was only a 25% chance of their offspring to have the disease. This means that the family was extremely unlucky.
Poor Smiths. I guess this was their best option to offer the choice of gene therapy to them when they came to me. After I told them, they were extremely eager to do it for the upcoming child. But as you both know, there are many risks and benefits in doing so.
After all of my years as a genetic engineer, I have concluded that some of the pros of gene therapy are that once done, and if the therapy is successful at least, the effects last a lifetime, and that people will live symptom-free for the rest of their life. Additionally, gene therapy greatly improves the quality of life of the patient and gives that patient and their families hopes that their disease will be cured.
But gene therapy still has its downsides. There isn't a guarantee that the therapy will work, and it could do more harm than good. Additionally, gene therapy is very expensive, and the gene adjustments could unintentionally cause defects in future generations. So we must think about both sides of the argument before giving the family a decision.
Currently, the Smith family has yet to start gene therapy for their future child, and it is ultimately our role as genetic and my role as a genetic engineer to provide the best suggestion for them. Mrs. Smith's baby should undergo gene therapy when they are born because gene therapy has evolved a lot since 1972. Because researchers have been able to find more information about it, it has evolved to become one of the more safer methods in dealing with genetic diseases.
I have also concluded that the new baby should undergo gene born. There's technically no cure for cystic fibrosis, so the only thing that the Smith family can do for their babies is undergo gene therapy. Additionally, according to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, gene therapy can be used on any patient with CF, regardless of their type of specific mutation, so the family should take advantage of this and try the therapy on their child. Unfortunately, gene therapy cannot reverse any organ damage that has already been done, so the family should begin the treatment on their child as soon as possible before anything happens to the baby's organ. To conclude, I believe that the Smith family should undergo gene therapy for their new child, and I hope that the gene therapy will be successful. Thanks for having this conversation with me. I'll be meeting with the Smith family tomorrow, and I will tell them our decision.